What is that Shakira song? Forever, whenever, we'll always be together.
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
I don't think those are the words either.
You're just doing the bop thing.
Yeah.
And you're just doing the bop thing.
You know what? Shakira makes you want to bop. Sorry. Does she? But Shakira songs are fire.
Does she really?
Yes. They clap.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not actually sure if I'm using that in the correct context either.
I don't think you are, but I don't know enough about new kid lingo to actually...
Does anybody really know? Do the new kids know the new kid lingo?
Probably not. Hey, guys! Welcome back to another episode of The Subject Tonight. It's your boy, Josh.
And I'm Megan.
Megan's in the building with me. And we got another interesting episode for you. But you know how all these things start. We got to start with our weird news.
Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop.
Ba-doop, boop, boop.
Boop, 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 boop.
I didn't look it. Damn it. I said I would look it up. I didn't look it up.
We didn't look it up.
I didn't look it up.
It's all right. For now, it's ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, ba-doop.
I feel like that's okay. So I know that when it comes to weird news, you love two things.
I do. I love two things, and two things exactly.
Yep. Animals and Vladimir Putin. Now, I don't have anything Putin related, but I did find a fun little animal thing for you.
Thank you.
So it happened today being the day that we recorded this,
yeah.
But obviously not when it goes live. There was apparently a bear, and it wandered into a barbecue restaurant in Alberta.
Canada?
Yeah.
And what did it do in the restaurant?
It just wandered around and left. But it was caught on video.
I gotta admit, that's a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, I mean, it is weird that he got into the restaurant and just wandered around for a little bit.
I don't think there was, like, it didn't say anything about, like, anything being broken. So I don't think he, like, broke in. He just, like, found his way in, either because the door was left open or what have you. But
that brings me to my next question, though, is do bears just wander around the streets of Canada all the time? Like, is that a normal thing in Alberta for a bear to be in a restaurant?
I don't know. That's actually significantly more terrifying than I would like to think about right now.
Well, it's either terrifying or it's reassuring, because if they're that used to people, maybe they don't attack.
That's also true. But also, you know, it's a fucking bear.
It is a fucking bear.
It's a fucking bear.
It could kill you so fast.
It can. One funny thing about the situation is that the restaurant joked that the bear was turned away for a violation of the no shirt, no shoes, no service policy. So it realized that it couldn't get any food and then had to leave.
Oh, well. Plus, I don't think it carries money. It probably left that in its other pants.
Probably.
The pants that bears wear.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Bears wear pants. You've seen Banjo-Kazooie. They have backpacks and shit. They're good. They wear pants. Banjo wears shorts. But also, Banjo would smash. Fuck yeah.
Banjo's in Smash?
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about the new Smash.
He was recently... recently is relative at this point. But it was recently, like, announced at E3.
Okay.
I mean, E3's been a while away now, but yes.
Well,
Banjo-Kazooie is now coming to Smash.
I mean, I play as him.
It's going to be fun.
Okay. Mine, if we're going off of last week's episode where the guy farted himself to death or whatever and got caught by the police, this week, tourists are going gaga for a Japanese museum dedicated to poop.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. Visitors to Yokohama's Unuko Museum go home with a crappy souvenir, a brightly colored fake poop. I hope I'm saying that right. Unko? U-N-K-O?
Yeah, that's probably as close to that as you're gonna get.
So, it's got, like, poop huts and poop houses that you can go into.
The fuck?
Yeah, and, like, you can take pictures of, there's, like, ice cream shaped like poop. Yeah. Visitors to the museum get a short video introduction and then are asked to sit on one of the 7 colorful, non-functional toilets lined up against the wall.
How much would have been somebody actually pooped in that one?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Music plays as the users pretend to poop, and then a brightly covered souvenir poop can be collected from inside the toilet bowl to be taken home after the tour. A ceiling-high poop sculpture in the main building erupts every 30 minutes, spitting out little
ceiling-high poop sculpture?
Yeah, spitting out little foam poops.
Okay. All right. That's a thing.
It's a thing. Thank you, Japan.
Yes. Thank you.
Giving us all what we really needed.
But actually, You give us the best porn, you give us the best video games, and now apparently you give us the best poop.
It's true.
So. Okay.
They're just the best at everything.
Okay. Yeah. I saw another... I'm not going to look it up now because I don't care enough, but I saw one of the other weird news is, was about this snake that was like lost somewhere in... I think it was somewhere down south, like Alabama.
Oh.
Or whatever. Like, it got like loose in a restaurant and like the... People were, I don't know, I like skimmed it and realized that it wasn't more interesting than the bear article. And then I realized that the bear article wasn't very interesting either.
Well, no, the bear article is interesting when you think about the logistics of it, though. Because, like, one, how did the bear get into the restaurant? Two, are bears normally just going into restaurants? Like, in Alaska, you see a lot of moose that are really close to people and they don't necessarily attack people anymore because they're so used to people being around and, like, they're just wandering around the streets of Alaska. So, like, in Alberta... Do bears wander the streets? Logistically, it is an interesting story.
Alberta people, get on it.
Artsy people. We haven't done anything for you in a while. Artsy people need to
we
do something.
We need a new catchphrase.
I know.
No, we can't force it, though. We can't force it. Just
trying
to make one now.
I know.
It'll come naturally. It'll come naturally.
We need to make the artsy people do something, though. So yeah. Soon we need to come up with something for them. Because it's season 3, and we need to make sure that...
We have seasons?
Yeah, I made seasons. Season 1 is me and Jesse. Season 2 is us up until our hiatus, yeah, and then this is season 3.
I wish I had known that.
If you read our Twitter page, you would have known
well,
that.
Well, that means I'd have to use social media. You know that I'm bad at that. I'm bad at social media, Megan.
Yes, you know guys. This about me. If you guys didn't know, welcome to season 3 of The Subject Tonight. I have dubbed it season 3 because I can do that, because this is my podcast.
Because I can do that. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Okay. So, I know that in the past, we have done episodes where the audience just kind of gets to know us.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is season 3, I guess, it should be about time for another one of those.
Yes.
But I know that we've discussed, like, things that are important, but I don't think we've ever actually discussed things that are important.
Like, by tangible
that,
things.
Yeah. And so by that, I mean... I literally pulled up a list on my phone of like 170 questions of our favorite things. Like, what is your favorite
Ooh.
Blank? And so like, I figured we could go through that and learn a bit about each other.
Raindrops
process.
On roses?
I mean...
You're supposed to say in Whiskers on Kittens.
I mean, I know, but I didn't know the words to the rest of the song, so I can't do that with you. But I know what song you're referencing. Sorry, I couldn't.
Failed me.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. That was a big drop. That was a big drop.
You know what? You won't fail me if you bring up the questions, though.
Okay, I can do that.
Get started.
And my phone's not being weird this time, so we're going to be cool. We're going to be cool.
Be cool.
Okay, so let's just dip right in.
Dip right in.
Favorite fast food restaurant?
Ooh, Dairy Queen.
Really?
I love their chicken fingers, like, more than anything in this world, except for Hardee's. Hardee's has the best chicken fingers in the entire world, so I might actually change my answer to Hardee's. They have cinnamon raisin biscuits, they have chicken biscuits, they have lots of biscuits, basically. And then they also have that Hardee's, is like, ginormous burrito, which is really good, and their chicken fingers are the best. Good Mythical Morning actually did a blind chicken finger taste test, and they decided that Hardee's had the best ones anyway, so...
So, funny story about Hardee's chicken fingers. I used to work at Angie's List, and the Angie's List building that I worked at was, like, literally right next to, as in I leave the building, walk 15 steps, and I'm at Hardee's doorstep next
oh,
to
nice.
Hardee's. And so I went to Hardee's a lot when I worked there. And one of the things that I realized was a pretty good meal for me was to get, like, their, like, they come in, like, an actual, like, fucking like box when you do it this way.
Yeah,
but like you can get like 10 chicken fingers for like $7 something, and it was dope. I got it all the time.
So good.
Pretty great.
Okay, what about you?
And I have like a variety of flavors. My favorite fast food restaurant, so I need some clarification. Do we have places that are too fancy for fast food?
Like, I wouldn't say Applebee's is fast food.
Well, no, because you sit down there. But I mean, like, Five Guys is Five Guys fast food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you would consider Five Guys to be fancy?
I feel like it's fancier than most other burger places.
They hand you a sack of fries where you can see the grease soaking through the bottom of the bag.
Damn, Megan.
Are you saying it's fancy just because it has its own song?
Well, no. I think it's fancy because it's like generally a higher quality burger than your average fast food burger.
Yeah, but I would just consider like, Five Guys.
Even though you hate me because I eat here, like Chick-fil-A. Some people consider Chick-fil-A to be a bit fancy.
Yeah.
Then.
But I would still consider Chick-fil-A fast food.
Okay. Then I would honestly say, like, out of all the places that I've been to and all the things that I can think, I would say that my favorite fast food place probably has to be then Penn Station.
Oh, that's a good answer. I love Penn Station.
Penn Station is the bomb.
Oh, their Philly cheesesteak sub is so good.
Do you know what other place, though, that I recently found that's not Penn Station, but it would very much like to be? It's called Steak Escape. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's a place in, northwestern Indianapolis.
Okay.
Super dope. Super dope.
Does it also have Philly cheesesteaks?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
I think it has better Philly cheesesteaks than Penn Station. But I think Penn Station has better side options.
That's true.
But I think Steak Escape subs are, like a cut above.
All right. Well, now I need to go try that.
They're the shit. They're
all right, next time I'm up near your house, you're going to have to take me there.
Yeah, absolutely. Next time you come over, I am taking you to Steak Escape, and I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
That was the sound of my mind being blown.
That's fine. That's okay.
Okay, next question.
All right, next question. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry.
Is sherbet ice cream?
Yes.
Okay, then orange sherbet.
Ooh.
Is my favorite.
That's good, especially if you have to make one of those float drinks with the sherbet in it.
Like Sprite and just like mix it together, and it's super dope, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. That one's not as deep, though, so we can go ahead and just
move on.
We can just move on
to that one.
Favorite chocolate candy?
Kit Kat. I live on Kit Kats. Like, anytime I'm on my period, Jesse literally just comes home with tea and Kit Kats and then leaves me alone. It's like a peace offering. Like, I mean, please don't kill me.
At least there's a plan there.
Yes.
There is a plan and an action step.
Yep.
Do you know what mine is?
What?
I'm asking, do you know?
Do I know?
What my favorite chocolate candy is.
There's
no way we haven't discussed this already.
Why do I want to say that you don't like chocolate?
Excuse me? I mean, I don't like chocolate cake, no, but chocolate candy, I'm absolutely down for it.
I'm sure that we have.
But I have one that I like better than every other chocolate candy.
But it's escaping me right now. I'm sorry. I'm a bad friend.
It's okay.
Just tell the people, Josh.
Reese's.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about that because I'm allergic to peanut butter and I can't eat them even though they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they're crack.
They are crack.
They lace them with crack.
And that's also why one of your favorite cereals is Reese's Puffs, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's exactly when we talked about it, because you had Reese's Puffs sitting on your fridge when we were going over it, but it wasn't Reese's Puffs. It was knockoff brand Reese's Puffs.
Yeah. And
see,
I was pissed.
It's all coming back to me
now. See, I just had to give you a little nudge, and then you figured it out. You figured the rest of it out for yourself. So look at you. Look at you.
Look at me remembering
things.
You are
a good friend. You're a good friend. Okay. Favorite Asian dish?
Yum yum sauce.
That's not a dish.
It could
yum
be.
Yum yum sauce is not a dish.
Okay.
You can't just eat yum yum sauce.
Fried rice with yum yum sauce all over it. Go ahead and laugh at me. You're the one that introduced me to it.
You're right. I did. And I don't regret it for a second.
It was so good.
Because yum yum sauce is really good.
So good.
So that's fine. That's fine. I have... I guess technically mine is like a tie, because I don't consider sushi like as a thing to be a dish. I consider it to be its own type of food.
Yeah.
But if I had to like say what my favorite Asian thing was to eat, it would be sushi. So I'm going to like say that's not a thing because I want sushi to be its own category. So instead, I would say that my favorite Asian dish is probably like orange chicken / like General Tso's chicken.
Okay. Because
those are kind of similar.
Yeah.
In taste and stuff.
Now, specifically with sushi, though, your favorite thing is a Godzilla roll?
Well, it changes.
Okay.
Because sometimes I like rolls more than others, and there's not, like... The reason why it's kind of weird is because, other than a couple specific ones, there's not, like, one roll that's made everywhere.
Yeah.
And everywhere makes the same kind of roll slightly differently.
That's true.
So, as long as it has either shrimp or spicy crab... I'm all about it.
Okay.
In a sushi roll. All about it. Put whatever the fuck you want on top. As long as it's got shrimp or spicy crab in it. In there.
I really want to go back to that place.
I should take you back. It was great.
Well, we got to go to the steak place first.
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. So we're going to make a plan. You're going to come, I don't know, maybe we record next to my house or whatever.
Yes.
And then after we get done with that, I'm going to take you to Sixscape because that's not crazy expensive. And then the next time we do something like fancy or like we're celebrating or whatever, I'm going to take you out to Watami.
Yes.
It's great.
If you guys are in the Indy area and you want to go to Watami, it's on the north side, right?
No, it's actually on the east side.
Okay.
It's just outside of the city.
Okay.
There's also one in Broderpool.
Okay. So
Watami Sushi has an all-you-can-eat. Super dope. Definitely
so good.
Do it. Definitely do it.
So worth it.
Okay. Favorite cereal?
Life. Cinnamon Life.
There's some reason I thought you were giving me that, like I'm just high on life answer.
I
forgot
for
that life
breakfast.
Was an actual cereal.
Yeah, Cinnamon Life.
That's funny. That's super funny.
What about you? Reese's. Reese Puffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you knew that. That's why I didn't
that.
Answer.
They knew that because they were listening.
Exactly, right? It's wonderful what happens when you can pay attention. I believe in y'all. Thank you. Okay. Favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
Turkey. We went over that last episode.
True. I didn't know if there was like a like specific thing done with the turkey that you liked or if it was
just
turkey.
I really love turkey. Like specifically though, I like the day after Thanksgiving where you can make a turkey sandwich out of it and it's cold turkey, but it's still like the turkey from a turkey and not like deli meat turkey.
That's fair.
Yes.
I think I would prefer like cut turkey over deli turkey as well.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So good.
My favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving is actually stuffing.
Oh, God, I love stuffing, too.
It's my favorite.
So good. Now, do you do regular stuffing or oyster stuffing?
The fuck is oyster stuffing?
Something that my family makes.
The fuck is that?
It's where you put oysters in the stuffing.
How about no?
It's not good.
You're a fucking heathen.
I know. I don't eat it. My family does.
That sounds like a whole lot of nope.
I just thought other people did it. I thought that was like a normal, you have regular stuffing and then you have oyster stuffing.
Well, I mean, of course you would think that's normal because your family does that. But no, I'm just gonna go ahead and give that a hard pass. Hard pass. Okay. Last food related one.
Okay.
Favorite flavor of coffee?
White chocolate mocha or a Snickers frap. So a Snickers frap, you have to order specifically at Starbucks. It's a Java chip frappuccino with two pumps of toffee nut and chocolate drizzle, and it tastes just like you're eating a Snickers. So good.
Huh.
But if it's just like a regular coffee, I enjoy white chocolate mocha over just more of like a mocha because it's just got a little bit more of like a hot chocolatey taste to it.
Okay.
And I'm not like a black coffee drinker. Like I can't just do coffee and sugar and call it a day. It's tastes like dirt. But like Starbucks I can do all day long.
Okay. Well, I think that Starbucks does just enough to any version of coffee that it can be like considered its own thing. Mm-hmm. I consider the Starbucks flavors to be like their own thing, and I wasn't even gonna go into those, but you opened that door, so
I opened the door.
I'm not fancy. I am a creamer sugar kind of guy, but I will give you a fun little story about coffee. So, I like coffee that doesn't taste like coffee. I like coffee that tastes like candy. Because, I mean, like, too sweet that it's not even coffee
yeah.
anymore. That's what I mean by that. When I was little, that's how my grandpa drank, whatever.
Yeah.
That's how my grandpa had his coffee. And, like, I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house when I was little. Because I like being there. My mom was busy. She's always been busy. So, in the mornings, when my grandpa would get up, he'd get up at, like, I think, like, 6 o'clock every morning, like, pour himself his own pot of coffee, and he'd, like, make coffee and just, like, sit in the kitchen and read the paper. That's just, like, the thing that he did. I don't know. Old people are weird. So, like, whenever I would wake up in time, like, I would just hang out with him. And I, as a little kid, I'm not supposed to have coffee because, obviously, what do I need coffee for? I'm a little kid. But my grandpa would give me coffee. And I was, like, it's really the only, like, positive memory I have of him because he left my life fairly early and I never really got to know him, but like in the time that I was little and I could spend with him, we just hung out. We didn't say anything. There were no words exchanged. He just, like, the first time it happened, I went into the kitchen. I was like, hi grandpa, and he said, like, he gave me like the shush because it was really early.
Yeah.
And I'm like a little kid, so I don't know how to control my noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just sat down next to him. We were reading the paper together, And then eventually, because he used a man a few words, like, he just glanced over at, like, the cabinet. And I was like, what do you want? And then he, like, lifted his coffee cup. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't actually say that out loud, but, like, yeah. That's my little kid brain. And so I went to get a cup of coffee, and he, like, poured me some of his. And we just sipped coffee together. And it was a wonderful little grandpa-grandson moment. And I wish I could have those back. But
that's cute.
Ever since then, I could never drink coffee the normal way. Like, never.
You have to have, like, 8 Splendas in it.
But actually, like, it has to be so bad for me that I wouldn't want to drink it. To actually want to drink it. So I don't drink coffee. Is the moral of the story there.
I am. But I'm much more of a pop person, but Starbucks has a special place in my heart.
I like I said before, I really do think that, Starbucks in general is, like, fun enough that, like, it can make fun things out of coffee. Like, I've had a bunch of, like, random frappe mocha nonsense or, like, other things that I wouldn't normally think to put in my coffee, because why not?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think you pay far too much for it, but
yeah,
you do. It's still fun, and it's a great way to waste time if you just need somewhere to go and are okay with sitting in a place for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
So, I've actually used Starbucks more for sitting and doing things other than
drinking coffee.
Like, actually drinking coffee at Starbucks. So,
sir, are you gonna buy anything? No, I'm just here for the atmosphere.
No, I'm just here hanging out, doing some work. Okay. Well, let me know if you need anything. Okay. Okay. Favorite Harry Potter movie? What is that noise?
That's the noise of I can't choose. Probably The Prisoner of Azkaban, because they got the least amount differing from the book in that movie.
Okay.
Because I would say Half-Blood Prince, because I feel like it's one of the best movies in general, but they skip a lot and they cut out a lot of scenes that should have been in the movie, and it upsets me, so.
That's fair.
I'm going to go with Prisoner of Azkaban.
Do you know what mine is? We've talked about this.
Uh-huh. We have talked about this.
Uh-huh. Do you remember?
I really want to say The Goblet of Fire.
You'd be correct.
Yes! Okay.
There you go. That was actually one of the first Harry Potter movies I actually watched.
Okay.
Because I didn't really watch the
first
three.
Goblet of Fire before? Is number 4, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Chamber of Secrets. And then, what is it? Is it Prisoner of Azkaban?
It's Sorcerer's Stone, Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets is the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought Prisoner of Azkaban was the second. Totally forgot about Chamber of Secrets. 100% forgot about Chamber of Secrets.
They skip it a lot during Harry Potter marathons.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
Interesting.
They have to choose one.
I guess that's fair. Speaking of last week, would you rather watch all the Harry Potter movies or all of the Lord of the Rings movies?
Harry Potter.
I don't even know why I asked that question.
Yeah, I love Lord of the Rings, don't get me wrong, but Lord of the Rings is a lot less... I don't want to use the word magical, but I do. It's less magical for me.
Okay.
Mostly because there's no magic.
I will accept that. I mean, there is magic.
Wand waving.
Accio nonsense that you see in Harry Potter, but...
Nonsense. Nonsense, he says.
I don't think waving a wand and saying words is how you should cast magic, but that's just my thing. It works for some. It's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
It is okay.
Okay. Favorite cartoon?
Bravest Warriors.
Okay. I was not expecting you to go, like, the fucking...
Verb route?
Yeah, or, like, the fucking non-shown-on-TV route.
I mean, if you want me to pick one from TV, as a kid, I really liked Rugrats. As a teenager,
is that, like, your favorite cartoon, though?
No. If I had to choose a cartoon that I've watched literally my entire life, it would be SpongeBob.
That's probably fair.
But the one that I watch, I think, the most and that I laugh at the most is still Bravest Warriors, and it's purely because of Catbug.
Well, Catbug is great, but Bravest Warriors is also just a hilarious show entirely. I actually... So, a lot of people are going to be mad at me for saying this is a cartoon, but my answer, like, immediately, without hesitation, was Avatar The Last Airbender. But that's... A lot of people don't want to consider that a cartoon because it's more like an anime.
But it's not an anime.
Is it?
No.
What is an anime?
It's a cartoon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I said so.
What did you get into that argument now?
Because we've had this discussion before with David, and David told me it wasn't an anime, and so I trust what David says.
There you go, trusting what everybody tells you again. Damn it, Megan.
David has not steered me wrong, except for when he told me that I would love Cowboy Bebop, and that was just because he thought I would legitimately love Cowboy Bebop, and then I let him down.
Well, I mean, because I even recommended Cowboy Bebop to you, but I didn't say you'd love it. I just wanted you to watch it, so that way you understood, like, the old. Because it's a classic anime, so yeah. It's important that you, even if you don't necessarily like it, it's important that you've seen it and experience it in general, because it informs a lot of the other anime that came after.
Yeah.
It's like playing 3D platformers without going back to playing Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Like, it's even if you don't necessarily like Super Mario 64, in comparison to one of the newer games, like, it's important that you've at least played and understood the importance of Super Mario 64. I love making that comparison because I love Super Mario 64. Okay. Favorite celebrity? Putin doesn't count.
Oh, man. I was going to say, that's an easy one. Vlad, where you at, my buddy? My favorite celebrity. He's dead, but I'm going to have to go with Alan Rickman.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
I used to love him so much. Like, funny story. So, my father died in May of 2015, and Alan Rickman died in January of 2016, the day before my dad's birthday. And I thought I was going to be really, really upset on my dad's birthday, but I wasted all my tears crying that Alan Rickman had died, and so I didn't cry at all on my dad's birthday. And it had only been, like, 7 months since he died.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that, Megan.
Sad.
I don't.
Depressed.
I don't know how to take that information.
No, I cried more over Alan Rickman's death than the fact that my dad was dead, which is really sad and depressing. But I laugh about it now.
Well, you can laugh about it now. That's the important part. At least it's not still a thing that's also sad and depressing in your life. I would say that I don't really have a favorite celebrity.
You can't think of anyone that you're like, oh, a new movie's coming out and this person's in it, I have to go see it.
Well, I did in the past, but I assumed we were only going with people that were alive, and so I was operating that way. But mine would be Robin Williams.
Yes!
But, like, I was trying to think about anybody that I knew of that is currently alive right now.
Okay, well, since both of ours are dead, let's try to come up with one that's alive.
Okay.
One that's alive.
Favorite celebrity.
One that I would love to meet is Alan Tudyk. He plays Wash in Firefly, and he's in a million and a half other things, but I would love to meet him. Like, if he's ever at a con, I would 100% go to it.
Oh, wow. You know what? I just totally forgot about a couple people. Like, you said con, and that made me think, I was specifically thinking, like, movies and TV.
Yeah.
But I totally forgot that, like, the people who do voice acting are celebrities in their own right.
Yeah.
And there are lots of people from that sphere that I would also love to meet and are interesting celebrities. And so the first one that came to my mind when I thought about that, when you said Khan, was Matthew Mercer. But I think that the one person I would probably want to meet more than Matthew Mercer is Sean Schimmel.
See, I'm the opposite, where instead of it being Sean Schimmel, I want to meet Christopher Sabat real bad.
Well, yeah, because you're a Sabat fan.
Yes.
And I understand why, and I can't even blame you for that. Christopher Sabat's awesome. Christopher Sabat. I think another person who I also really like to meet is Johnny Young Bosch.
No, you'll have to remind me who that is.
He does a lot of stuff. I think he was Sasuke.
Okay.
Like, I think he was the original voice of Sasuke. Or the English voice, anyway.
Yeah.
He's played, like, several characters in, like, video games and whatnot. The list is far too long, and the games that I would reference were games you haven't played. So, I think he was in Wolf's Rain.
Nope, haven't played
it. That's an anime. Oh. Either way, that's okay.
Well, now we have our list, though. We did a good job.
Favorite Pixar movie?
Ooh! Was Coco Pixar?
I don't think so. I think that Coco was DreamWorks.
No, it was definitely Disney.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let me look.
Look it up.
We live in the age of information, Megan. I can find anything.
Find it.
Almost anything.
Come at me.
Coco. 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 Who was Coco produced by? Who was Coco produced by?
Is it on its Wikipedia page?
I'm trying to find the Wikipedia page. It's like the Google thingy.
Google Coco producer.
Just stop it. Just stop it. I'll figure this out, Megan.
I'm just trying to help you go faster.
No.
We're losing the people.
I will do it on my own. Yep. Disney Pixar.
Okay, well then that counts. Coco is definitely my favorite film. That is so good. Like, we rock out to that soundtrack in my car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my favorite thing to come out of Coco. Like, I really enjoyed the movie. It didn't really, like, speak to me exactly. But it was really cool, I think, that they were focusing on, like, aspects of other cultures that aren't normally talked about mm-hmm. as deeply as I think they should be. And, like, Day of the Dead as a concept is, like, fascinating for me.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely fucking fascinating. And so I'm really glad that they not only, like, brought light to it, but, like, did it actual justice. And it was, like, an important part of not only the movie,
such
but, like,
a good job.
This is good. This is just good. Like, taking a normal tradition and making something a whole lot more out of it, which I think is super cool. There's a movie that I am trying to find because... Okay, yeah. I was right. My favorite Pixar movie would be Inside Out.
The one with all the feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is such a good movie.
I haven't watched a movie in a long time that made me think the way it did. Because the thing about Inside Out, the great thing about the movie is the fact that, like, the way in which it's designed says a lot about, like, the psychology of feelings and how they work and how they control you and a bunch of other stuff. And if you really, like, if you just watch the movie more than once in sequence, you'll notice a whole lot more than you ever did the first time you watched it.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
It's a fantastic movie.
They actually use that movie and those characters now in child therapies.
Yeah, I believe it.
So, it's...
yeah, it's wonderful.
That's a good choice.
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. But I gotta get back to my list so we can continue. Talking about favorite things. Favorite Marvel movie?
Man... Probably Endgame. I don't like Captain America very much.
Okay.
I wasn't a fan of the Iron Man movies. I mean, I've seen all of them, but I wasn't a huge fan of them. Yeah, Endgame. That was really well done.
Oh, no, it absolutely was. And like I said, I mean, it was literally the biggest cinematic event of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Other than... Fucking well, no, because even the fucking final Star Wars movie coming out didn't like
surpass it.
But even then, still, my criteria for rating Marvel movies is a bit different because I have to rate the movies that involve people that have been in multiple movies differently than movies that can stand alone on their own. Because, like, if I'm just showing a movie to people, like someone who has seen all the Marvel movies up to the first Avengers. Is going to enjoy the first Avengers movie a whole lot more than they would if they just watched the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So, like, from, like, a general audience member standpoint, I have to rate, like, the sequential movies slightly lower. But as a standalone movie experience, I'm actually tied between three.
Okay.
Spider-Man Homecoming, because that's just a great movie overall. And you don't necessarily need to know... of the other connections to just like have fun with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
In that sequence. By that same token, Doctor Strange.
Oh, I forgot about Doctor Strange.
Is a fantastic standalone movie.
Yes, it is. Because
it's literally just the story of Doctor Strange and everything else that happens. And also by that same token, Black Panther.
Do you want to know a secret?
What?
I still haven't seen Black Panther.
That's okay.
I want to so badly. It's on Netflix now too, isn't it?
I don't know. I assume.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure that I have no excuse as to why I haven't seen it yet.
It's okay. If you weren't that interested, it's...
No, the thing is I was. Like, I kept trying to find times to go see it in the theaters, and then Jesse would be busy one day, or I would be busy another day. We bought tickets at one point, and then the theater oversold them. We were supposed to come back another day.
Oh, that sucks.
So, I really wanted to see it when it came out. I just, after all the debacle, I just kind of quit and gave up on it.
That's fair. That's fair. But no, it's... even though... It is, like, it is a movie that, like, takes from, at least a little bit, like, at least the movie that came out right before it, which is Captain America Civil War, I think that it's still its own standalone experience and does a good job teaching you about who Black Panther is and why he does what he does. And, like, the whole, like, Wakanda and, like, all the other fun little nonsense involving Black Panther as a character.
Yeah.
So, because, like, the Civil War, like, he literally just shows up. You don't really learn a whole lot about him.
Yeah.
In Civil War. Just the fact that, like, this person is Black Panther. And Black Panther does some cool shit, although you don't understand how or why.
Yeah.
And then, like, that gets expanded upon in his own movie, which is why it works as a standalone movie. Because it teaches you about who that is, so you don't need to know anything before that to enjoy Black Panther as a movie.
That's true.
So, that's the thing.
Well, those are good things.
That's the thing. So, let's go ahead and wrap this up by the last few. Last
okay.
Two. Favorite instrument?
What? I don't play instruments because I have no musical talent and I can't read music. So,
do you have like a favorite musical sound or favorite instrument that you like to hear in music?
I really like the bass cello or the standing bass.
Okay.
I think it's a very pretty sound. It's not as shrill as a violin, but it still makes really pretty music.
Fair.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd go with. If I were to ever have to learn to play one instrument, I feel like that would be it.
Saxophone.
Really?
That motherfucker is sexy as shit. I've always wanted to learn how to play a saxophone. And I never have.
Well, now it's, yeah, it's your time to learn.
No, it's not.
You can already read music. And you already have musical talent. Now is the time.
No.
To go get yourself a saxophone.
No.
Just start wailing away.
No.
Why not, Yeshua?
Because I learned, my musical expertise is in brass instruments. I never learned how to play woodwinds.
Isn't the saxophone a brass instrument?
No, it's not.
It's not?
It is a woodwind.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to me
I'm
now.
I'm not. Not at all. Otherwise, I would have learned it back when I was younger.
Huh.
Now, I play all the brass stuff. Trombone, trumpet, tuba.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I've never seen you do that before. Were you in band in college?
Yes. I play tuba. It was the only tuba for 3 years.
I missed out on all of that.
It's okay. You weren't at the band things, so it's,
I wasn't
it's
at
fine.
The band things, no.
Favorite band or music artist?
Avenged Sevenfold.
That's
easy peasy. It's been my favorite band since I was like 13.
Really, really funny. Because mine is not. I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say because so is mine. What?
I can't really say that I have a favorite artist because I like a lot of different artists, even in the same genre, for a lot of different reasons. So there's not one that's just like, I like everything they do. I kind of fall in love with different genres over time.
Yeah.
And so I'd say that the genre that's kind of stuck with me the most, or for the longest, I should say, is like hard rock and metal.
Okay.
And the band that I've listened to the most from that, like, genre is probably Disturbed.
Yes, that's a good choice.
But I don't really listen to them a lot anymore. But like every time they come on, I'm like, fuck yeah, I remember this song.
Disturbed!
And like, but yeah, that's, if I had to say one is my favorite, tentatively, I would probably say that only because I've consumed the most of their music.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't actually say that they're my favorite if I like sat down to think about it.
Okay.
But it would take me a while to figure out who my favorite is, which is why I'm not going to go ahead and go into that now.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. And we can end with this one. This is
okay,
a fun one.
We got a good one.
Favorite song you're embarrassed to like?
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. My favorite song that I'm embarrassed to like. It's Despacito.
Despacito.
I hate myself for liking it as much as I do. And normally I'm not one to get caught up in like the hype of a catchy song. It's because it's in Spanish.
Yeah.
I really like listening to people speak Spanish in rhythm and beat. So
yeah.
Like I've listened to a large amount of Spanish rap, more than you would ever have expected.
Daddy Yankee was my thing back in high school.
To have ever listened to. So like, yeah, it's just.
So, but funny story time with Spanish music really quick.
I have a funny story, too.
But you go first, you're already talking.
Okay. So, half the reason why I love it as much as I do, because I have this weird, like, song association thing. Like, I wouldn't like the song Turn Down for What, but I fucking love the music video. So, I like the song because I love the music video.
It's just people falling through ceilings.
For no reason. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And, like, it just progresses to just nonsense. It's wonderful. But... the reason why I like Despacito, like when I first heard it, I was like, get this bullshit off the radio. This is stupid. Justin Bieber doesn't need anything else. And then I listened to a version of Despacito using specifically Pokemon names as all the words.
What?
It was wonderful. Look it up. It's hilarious.
Okay, I will have to
it's
do that.
It's hilarious.
So in high school... I was in advanced Spanish in high school because back in the day I was really, really good at Spanish and then I forgot everything that I needed to know when I got to college.
Makes sense, yeah.
We went out the window. But one of our Spanish teachers, while we were doing our homework, used to let us listen to Daddy Yankee. And he's a Spanish rapper and we'd also listen to a little bit of Juanes. I mean, we listened to a lot of things, but Daddy Yankee specifically. I bought the CD, gave it to my Spanish teacher. He let us listen to it in class without going over the words to it. And at one point, there's a song and the lyrics are sacapunta, sacapunta, which sounds a lot like pencil sharpener. So I went up to him and I was like, why does he keep saying pencil sharpener over and over again? And he's like, yeah, he's not.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Nope.
Not at all.
But it was funny. He made fun of me for the whole rest of the year. Anytime anybody would cuss in Spanish, he'd be like, did they say pencil sharpener this time? It's like, thank you. Thank you for that. That is
pretty funny. That is pretty funny. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this other little snapshot into our lives.
Yes.
And fun little nonsense. So, yeah, that was the subject.
Tonight.
I've been Josh.
And I'm Megan.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is your eye.